Today will Be'ez Hashem be learned Daf Lamed Vav Masechta Shabbos, which completes the second Perek Bamemad Likin and begins the third Perek, Perek Kira. Some of the key topics and concepts to be discussed include whether a Shofar is Muktzah on Shabbos, whether Kli Shelachti LeIsur is Muktzah, Machloikis Reb Shimon and Rehuda. We will then begin the third Perek of the Masechta, Perek Kira. As an introduction, we will clarify some terms and concepts that will be discussed. This Perek and the next deal primarily with the Isurim of Bishul B'Shabbos, particularly the Isurim D'Rabbanan associated with Bishul. There are three primary Isurim D'Rabbanan associated with Bishul: Shia, Chazara, and Atmana. This Perek discusses primarily Shia and Chazara. Shia, leaving food cooking on a fire from before Shabbos, and Chazara, literally returning or putting food in or on an oven on Shabbos. The Isurim D'Rabbanan are motivated by two concerns. One, Shem Yichata. These activities may lead one to stoke the coals or raise the flames, which would constitute an issur d'oraisa of havara. And two, mechzikim avashel. These activities resemble the act of cooking. In order to address these concerns, Chazal mandated one of two ways to minimize the problem. One, grufa, to sweep out the coals from the oven. And two, ketuma, placing ashes over the coals to cover them up. Three types of ovens or cooking utensils were used in the time of Chazal. One, tanner. A tanner was narrower on the top than at its base, with a small opening on top. Due to its shape, it retained a lot more heat than the kira. 2. A kira. A kira was a rectangular-shaped box with two openings on top to accommodate two pots. Of the three, it retained the least amount of heat. And 3. Kupach. A kupach was similar to a kira but square-shaped, with only one opening on top. Therefore, nafish havle mid the kira, vizutu havle mid the tanner. It retains more heat than the kira, but less than the tanner. The Gemara will elaborate on the resulting halachic differences. Michael Ben Jusai is when food is cooked to the point of being just barely edible.